anybody ever seen this book before? Oh, I love that. This is The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales. It's a retelling of the old fairy tales that we grew up with, but just a little sassy. So I'd like to read one for you today. I'm going to read you the tale of Chicken Licken. Once upon a time, Chicken Licken was standing around when a piece of something fell on her head. She wasn't the brightest thing on two legs, so she started running around in circles, clucking, "The sky is falling! The sky is falling! We must tell the president!" Chicken Licken ran to her friends, and she said, "The sky is falling! The sky is falling! We must tell the president!" So Chicken Licken and Ducky Lucky and Goosey Lucy and Cocky Locky all got together and yelled, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling, we must tell the president, let's go." "Wait a minute, wait a minute," cried Jack the narrator. "I forgot the table of contents, I forgot the table of contents." "You're not in this story, Jack," said Chicken Licken. "I know," said Jack the narrator, "but I came to warn you, the table of contents is..." "The sky is falling, the sky is falling," clucked Chicken Licken. "We must tell the president." So Chicken Licken and all of her friends ignored Jack the narrator and ran off to catch a plane to Washington. Just outside the airport, they met Foxy Loxy. "Foxy Loxy, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. We must tell the president." "Well, come with me," said Foxy Loxy. "I know a shortcut to the airport." Foxy Loxy led Chicken Licken, Ducky Lucky, Goosey Lucy, and Cocky Locky to his cave. He didn't get to eat them, though, because Chicken Licken was almost right. The sky was not falling. The table of contents was, and it fell and squashed everybody. The end. So when I read our gospel for today, I could not stop thinking about Chicken Licken. Because here in Luke, in the chapter right before our passage today, we have a group of people following Jesus who are all worried about, they're worried about all sorts of things. And as Jesus loves to do, he weaves in advice with parables, trying to tell the crowds and his disciples that all the worries in life are in God's hands, and we need to be concentrating on what we can do to bring about God's kingdom. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus says, "You of little faith, don't keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Don't be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." But as we do, we scratch our heads and keep worrying, and we keep not listening. So people in the crowd, obviously disturbed about a recent slaughter of innocent, faithful people at the hands of Pilate and his crew, ask why bad things happen to good people. It's the age-old question. But instead of answering this with a black and white answer, Jesus reframes the conversation and says that this is really the wrong question. Like Chicken Licken, Jesus' followers are scared and they want somebody in authority to fix it. But Jesus is more concerned about this very moment and what we're doing with ourselves to fix ourselves. What is important? Paying attention to our own sin, owning it, asking for forgiveness, and making real changes in our lives. Like John before him, Jesus is saying loud and clear, "Repentance, repentance. Repentance." In Chicken Licken's world, not paying attention to the most important things gets you squashed by the table of contents. But in Jesus' followers' world, not paying attention to the most important thing means spiritual death. It's so easy for us to get caught up in the bad things around us and take to Facebook for answers or ranting, or someone to blame when we are looking for the kingdom. Instead of looking for the sky falling, we become focused on what's going on in our lives that's causing the spiritual decay, what's causing us to stop producing the fruit of our Christian lives. Jesus has his own story time with his followers, and he tells them about a fig tree that's not bearing fruit. So the landowner wants to cut it down. But the patient gardener advocates and says that with more time and a little bit more work and some fertilizer and some water, it might just bear fruit next year. So it is for us. Christ is always working for us to repent, for us to turn to the light, for us to let go of all that ick and yuck and fear and resentment that keeps us from bearing fruit. Christ never gives up on us. He always keeps open the possibility that we will bloom and thrive and absorb all those good nutrients that he keeps giving us. We're here on this earth to grow, not just to run around the barnyard reacting to all the bad news around us. We are human, to be sure, and we are affected by bad news and tragedy and the hurts of this world. But Jesus reminds us that there is a world around us that should be our focus. The kingdom of God is a world of justice, love, and mercy. It's a place, it's an idea, it's a reality that we should all be striving for. To be able to see the kingdom, our eyes have to be clear. Our hearts have to be open. We've got to turn from the craziness of life that threatens to squash us and holds us back from the love of God. We are halfway through Lent. We're in the middle of our journey to the cross. We are rich with time to prepare for the joy of the resurrection. Before we get there, we could use this time to concentrate on the important stuff, our relationship with Christ and our own parts in bringing about the kingdom. In a world in which the sky always seems to be falling, we know that Christ waits for us to let go of the bad stuff, to turn, to stretch, to grow into Christ, our Savior of second chances. Amen.